You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before we get to the entree today from Sarah, I do want to read this note from Ellen. Jeremy, do you remember on Monday at this time we were talking about the, it was a note from Jill, and she had gone out on the date with a guy, and then he had sent her a Venmo request for her half of the date?
It was a couple days later, and it was like out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she I don't know. I haven't checked out during that one.
Ellen wrote in about that, about the whole situation. She goes, my husband and I talked about this. His thought is that the jerk suggested the after-dinner wine in order to, quote, get a little from her.
Oh, my God.
And then when that didn't happen, he sent her a bill.
That's such a guy, smarmy guy thing.
Evidently, in today's dating world, financial arrangements need to be discussed prior to accepting an invitation. Ellen, that is... That
sounds like a get a little arrangement.
Yeah. She says, I love your show. It and the Mindbender newsletter are the highlights of my day. I've been listening since 2000.
Well, thank you, Ellen.
Makes the commute to work entertaining. Ellen, right. Thank you for that. You know, hey, who's to say that Ellen's husband isn't right, that that's what this guy had in mind?
He might be.
Are you uncomfortable?
Slightly.
Okay. Let's get to Sarah's note. Maybe you won't feel as bad. Sarah says, boys, we were doing some purging in our basement last week. And found a bunch of things that we were going to donate to Goodwill, ARC, and Habitat for Humanity. Man, you and I have both been there in the last couple of years.
Yep.
Doing a bunch. You're just doing some
all
more
all three of those
right
places
now.
I've been, yes.
Sarah says, then a neighbor of ours saw a lot of it in our driveway and expressed interest. So we said, you're welcome to anything you want. And to our surprise, they took a lot. Some of our kids' toys. Some of my husband's sports memorabilia that I was sick of looking at. Way to go, Sarah.
All the pennants.
And then she says, the funny thing is, by the next day, we started second-guessing a lot of our decisions. Some of those things of our kids had more sentimental value than we thought. And my husband is literally grieving over some of his Bronco stuff he gave away. We were sitting at the kitchen table last night, wondering if it's completely wrong to go back to the neighbor's house and ask if we can have some of the stuff back.
Ooh.
She says, can you do that or is it too late?
Gosh. Yeah, you go over there. Maybe he's already got everything up on the walls in his man cave.
Right.
He's got everything displayed and you're like, Mike, my bad.
Their kids are now overjoyed with these new things they've got.
Right. What a jerk move then, right? To go back over there and be like, can I have all that back? You had it on the driveway. You were getting rid of it. This is funny because I, you know, like you mentioned, we have been doing some major purging in our basement. And I took an entire carload of stuff up to the donation station by my house. And as I was unloading it and the guy was wheeling it into the little store and he was starting to go through it, and I was watching him go through stuff. I had this same thought.
You
I was watching
the pangs,
him,
weren't you?
I was getting pangs because it's very hard for me to get rid of stuff. And as I drove away, I was thinking to myself, what would I do if I got home and I was like, I want some of this back. Can you go do that?
You know what would be hilarious? Because if some of these stores, you know, if enough time goes by, you'd have to go in and actually buy your old
and
stuff
search.
Back.
Well, and I thought about that because they load it into a big semi. And then I'm sure that gets dispersed to multiple locations. So I'd be driving around town trying to find my stuff.
And how funny that your junk you have to buy back.
Right. I know.
Because I'm sure you can. I can only imagine if you walked up to the counter at one of those stores and he said, listen, you're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm not. This is actually mine. I donated this. What say you just let me walk back out the door with it? They'd be like,
whatever.
Get out of here.
I guarantee you we have people that work at those donation places that has happened. I bet you a ton probably. But that might be easier to do and accomplish than walking back down the street and bumming your neighbors out that you just gave stuff to, you know? You have to see these people.
I think they're both extremely difficult. And I have to say to Sarah, you and your husband I think, need to get over it. Because first of all, you purge for a reason. What was her line about her husband's stuff? She goes, some of my husband's sports memorabilia that I was just sick of looking
at. Yeah, but it's sports memorabilia. Don't you instantly start doing that thing like, oh my God, I should have checked eBay. Maybe this stuff's worth something. I should have held on to it. I should pass this John Elway football down to my kids, you know? You start freaking out. You have little mini panic attacks about this stuff.
I actually think the grieving will be short term, whereas if you got it all back, the hoarding is long term. So put up with the short term pain for the long term gain.
The thing with this situation is I think that the husband could walk down the street and ask the other dude back the sports stuff. And the other guy would be like, I get it, man. I'm a collector too. It's all yours. The part I think that would be difficult is the kids' stuff. And then going down and snatching the kids' stuff away from these other young kids that are now playing with it, that's the one that's going to be difficult. You can't do that.
If some of it is outdoor stuff, I wonder if you wait until 2 a.m. and you go and you climb over the fence.
You take your sandbox back.
You drag it back.
That big turtle sandbox that all the kids have. You steal it back.
Look, here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here's the calls that would be the best would be people who've been in this situation before where you gave something and then you had to go and ask for it back.
Yeah.
And like Jeremy said, those of you who work at places like ARC and Goodwill that have had people come up with, you know, the big puppy dog eyes and tears saying, this really is mine. You got to believe me. Mm-hmm. I changed my mind. Can I have it back?
Yeah.
Yeah, $5.
It's all yours, dude.
Here's Melissa. Melissa, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So what do you got for us?
I feel their pain. My husband convinced me to have a yard sale, and we had some furniture, some other items that we sold. And one of them, we split the set, and it went to a family friend. And I still regret letting my husband put those furniture items in the sale. And I know it's sitting in her hallway.
Oh.
She's enjoying it. But you can't get it back, though. You have to let it go. But it is, I think it's more difficult when you know where it is and you think about it. And you want
That's
to
a great
it.
Point.
But yeah, you can.
At least you can go visit, right? You can go visit it.
I don't know if that helps.
You have to get visitation rights and everything, work that out through the courts and
Did
everything.
Did you take pictures of it before you let it go?
No, but the bad thing is it's a broken set. So I still have like part of the furniture, but like the smaller dresser she purchased, and I have like the end table and, you know,
you better let all
so
that go,
I have
too.
The items that aren't as functional.
Get rid of those,
I know,
too. They sound ugly.
Yeah, I should donate those. No, they're wonderful. They're coming back now.
I'm with your husband.
They're
get rid of
back,
that junk.
Jeremy.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Melissa, thank you for the call. Good luck. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
See you later.
That's funny.
Aww.
Hey, how about Brent? Brent, good morning. What's the story?
Well, I got to give you a little backstory. I was in the Navy, and we made a port of call in Singapore, and a bunch of us sailors are out and about, and this guy talks us into going to this really seedy little store in a back alley and up some stairs, and I'm totally disinterested. But I'm leaning on a display case, and I look down, and this stone catches my eye, and turns out it's a sapphire. And I said, well, how much is that? He said, $10. So I buy this beautiful stone sapphire for $10, thinking it's probably a piece of glass. And I collected stones all over the Orient when I was over there. And I'm at my sister-in-law's years later and showing her these stones. And she's like, oh, I've always loved sapphires. And I said, well, you can have it. And my wife's eyes get all big. She's not happy about it. And then my sister-in-law goes and has it appraised, and it's a 4-carat perfect sapphire worth $1,500.
Oh, Brent, what did you do? So you immediately asked for it back, right?
No, my owner wouldn't let me, and as it turns out, she had it set into a beautiful ring surrounded with diamonds, and it's in her will to go to my daughter.
Oh,
well, see, that's good. That's good. Because I was going to say, if I was in her position, I'd almost feel guilty about that and give it back, you know?
I'm sure she did, and she tried several times, but, you know, It's one of those things.
Yeah.
1500.
Nice
Brent,
find.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for the story. You told it well.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have
Thanks
a great
a
later, man.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Wow. Go her.
How about Catherine? Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So what's the story?
I do TMR work with cats, which means I catch feral cats, get them fixed, and then release them back where they were found. And the clinic that I take cats to, they check and see if any of the cats are adoptable, if they're really friendly. And they recently said, hey, this one cat is adoptable. Do you want it? And I said, no, I can't. I don't want any cats right now. So they brought it to a shelter, and I miss that cat so much. And I thought about actually going to the shelter and adopting the feral cat that I caught.
Right, that you could have had for free, essentially.
Right.
Well, how much would the cat cost you if you went to the shelter and got it then?
You know, I actually don't know. It might be a donation, which, you know, I'm happy to donate to shelters, but it is.
Well, go do it. Go do it.
Catherine, here's what I'm thinking, all right? This is one of those things. This is the universe talking to you. And something about that cat is speaking to your soul. Mm-hmm. And I want you to go today and get that cat, okay?
Before it's scooped up, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's a reason for it.
Master G.
Whoa, wait, hold on. What's his name? Your phone kind of stinks a little, but what's the name?
I named her Fluffmaster G.
Then you've
got Fluffmaster G.
You must get the cat.
You must get Fluffmaster G. Make it happen.
Just
to
make it happen.
All right.
Let us know. I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. We're going to try to squeeze in one more call. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hello, boys.
Hello, hey, Patrick. What do you think about Sarah's story? Can she ask for the stuff back?
I think it depends on how well you know the neighbors. If you're good friends with them, they'll have no problem being like, yeah, I get it. Here you go.
Right. Kind of
as far as the kids' stuff goes, I have kids, my brother has kids, and we've given stuff to his kids, they're younger, and then immediately regretted it. And how we solved that problem was by getting that stuff back and buying them new things.
Oh, so you have to go over with a gift and do like a trade.
Exactly.
That's not a bad idea because...
It takes their mind off the stuff that they're losing, essentially.
And it's just enough of a punishment for you for making a bad call in the first place that you're actually having to pay for that bad call.
That's not a bad idea, dude.
I kind of like
And how
it.
You do it with the kids, you know, you give the mind trick to them. Hey, you don't want this old crappy stuff. Make this new thing in the box.
Yeah, look, it's all shiny and pretty
kids,
and new.
Nothing. You can use that argument on anybody.
And really, with kids, you could just give them a box. And they'll be happy.
There you go. Exactly. Go to Home Depot and get some moving boxes.
Get them some boxes.
Or just have those other kids' parents wait 2 days because, as we all know, kids give up on toys after 2 days. Anyway, they won't care.
So that's how we solved the kid dilemma problem with the toys. But as far as the adults go, I think it depends on how well you know them.
I agree.
Six-pack of beer might change his mind, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Patrick, you're a good man. Thanks. Thank you for the call. We appreciate your story. Our listeners told good stories today.
I want an update on Fluffmaster G or whatever that cat's name was. I hope she goes and gets the cat.
She's got to go get that cat.
You have to get the cat.
That is a universe thing, and I'm not all woo-woo and everything about universe.
They had a connection. Sometimes you get connections with animals, you know?
Go
for it.
And send us a picture. We'll post it on our Facebook page.